You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Monday. Welcome. And an expeditionary week here for All Marine Radio. As head to DC tonight and then do the show from the Modern Marine Expo for the next 3 days. And and then back on Friday. So, yeah, it should be a fun week. And, but anytime you fly twice in the middle of during the week, always interesting. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I have a heavy heart this morning. I saw something posted last week, about an interview that I did a couple years ago. And I didn't read it. I just I commented real quick, you know, a one-word comment with an exclamation mark. And it was a post about Matt Gospodinovich, if I say his name right. And it was the interview that I did with him a couple years ago. And he was killed in a car accident. And so a former Marine staff NCO that was that served with him sent me a note and said, "Hey, Mac, I don't know if you read, but he was killed in a car accident. He wasn't even driving. He was a passenger at and so I can't tell you how sad that made me. So I've had a heavy heart all weekend, actually since yesterday morning when I heard about it. And So we'll do kind of a third hour today. And he's a Lance Corporal in Beirut. And he came on and talked about the day that the building blew up. It's an incredible interview. If you've never heard it, you'll hear it today. And so, yeah, he took us to Beirut, what it was like to be a Lance Corporal that day, get up on a Sunday, get ready to go to, you know, work, swapping stuff out, doing things, blah, 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 blah. And then the world changes in the flash of an instant, and you're there. What do you do? And what they did. You'll hear that interview today as kind of a tribute to Lance Corporal Matt Gospodinovich. But you know what? To me, that's his name, right? But if you see pictures of him, right, he's a big guy. And even pictures that accompany his obituary, he's got these sunglasses on, he's got this kind of punk hairdo. I mean, he's still the guy everybody knew as Gospo. And I never met him other than I interviewed him and we spoke a few other times and I'd see him on Facebook or something, or he'd say, "Hey Mac, what's up?" But he always made me laugh. He's one of those guys that have a special gift of, and you know, he's a Southern guy, Mississippi, you know, Delta guy. And he had that Southern drawl. And he's just a funny guy. And I always, you know, he'd always make me laugh. And sad day yesterday. We will celebrate Gospo's life. And for those of us who knew him, and I only a little bit through that interview, but he will live forever in that, as he shares his story. And not only that, but, you know, his struggle coming home, you know. And, you know, in many ways, his story is the story of a post-traumatic winner. So, Gospo, God bless him. Tell you what we're going to do today. We are going to, remember I talked about the fan that I didn't understand, like, all, you know, it was in my attic and it started. It's for some reason, the last couple days, I've had this thought in my head, like, you know what? I know that I turned a switch on that wasn't normally on, that I really didn't know why, what it was for. Or I did something. Well, all of a sudden, I'm working out yesterday in my backyard. And I thought, you know, I did something. There's a switch or something I plugged in the where my furnace is, in the closet where my furnace is. I wonder if that's it. Because the thing never went off. It ran 24 hours a day. And I thought it might have been, right, temperature-based, right? Temperature hits this, the fan cuts off. Couldn't be, though, because it's run when it's cool, it's run when it's hot. So I open the closet door, there's a plug that leads from the overhead down, and I had plugged it in. I thought I plugged that son of a bitch in, bigger than shit. Unplug it, walk out, it goes off. So yeah, the fan that was on, like for 2 months, is now off. Let me tell you what we're going to do. The Modern Day Marine Expo gets going tomorrow in Quantico. So Mike Regner is going to join us and talk a little bit about us. Mike is a pretty motivated dude, retired Major General. And I've got to know through post-traumatic winning, actually. I've got to know he and his wife, Mary. And good people. So you'll hear Mike in his capacity as one of the representatives of modern day Marine and that whole program. So you'll hear Mike, you'll hear Alex Hollings today. He'll join us in about 55 minutes, 5 minutes after 9 Pacific time. And then and then we'll do our little tribute to gospel. Yeah. And I made a comment on his thing last night that I would replay the interview today, and his daughter reached out to me and said, thank you, thank you. I said, no, your dad was one of those guys that, your dad was one of those guys that always made me smile. That I had never, you know, I thought maybe next time I drive cross country, I'll find a way to stop in Mississippi and Gospel can show me around, which would have been an interesting event, right? And so, no, she sent me a nice note. And so so then we'll do, we'll send, we'll pay our respects, the way we do it here on All Marine Radio, to a man known as Gospel, one of those bigger-than-life creatures that you meet in the Marine Corps. So, good morning to you. Happy Monday, if you could call it that. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Dedicated to Lance Corporal Matthew Gospodinovich, known to everybody as Gospo, one of those larger than life people that you meet in the Marine Corps, somebody who always leaves you with a smile on your face, no matter what they have going on inside. So this dedicated to Gospo.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marines, then you really ought to get up. The only reason I stuck around that low paying outfit 40 years is for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marines. And the infantry got its name, infant soldier, infantry, young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about them deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda any time you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country, we care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I will check the weather here. And then Mike Regner will join us. I may have time to do a couple news headlines, but maybe not. Currently, it is partly sunny and 77 in Quantico. Partly sunny and 83 at Camp Lejeune. 80 degrees under partially sunny skies in 29 Palms. Pendleton is cloudy in 66. Camp Smith in Hawaii, named after Holland Matt Smith. Dark cloudy in 76, so they've cooled off. A few degrees. Okinawa cooled off a little bit. Dark cloudy in 81. Ramadi reports sunny in 98 late in the day. And in Lashkar Gah in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is clear dark and 83, so they've cooled off significantly. The all right, let me just do a few news headlines because then we're going to go to Mike Regner. Biggest news story over the weekend is Yemen's rebels, the Houthis, right? They attack Saudi Arabia's oil production capabilities with drone attacks. Now, that's a big deal, right? Yeah, it's a big deal. It will impact the world price of oil, the world economy, blah, blah, blah. Right? The Iranians support that and are behind it. So, the confrontation with Iran, right? So, that in the news. And, let's see, that's the only story out of Stars and Stripes. Out of Marine Corps Times, there's kind of an interesting story about a Marine executive officer that was fired from a training squadron. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Nesbitt, the XO of Naval Air Station Oceana, was actually cleared after the Navy IG found that he had restricted a whistleblower from talking to the Inspector General, which is allowing the lieutenant colonel to retire honorably. So that's kind of an interesting story. And again, there's a theme now in the Navy that there's a problem with the IG, there's a problem with the JAG Corps, there's a problem with NCIS, that they become abusive. So we'll see how that plays out. Top five stories in early bird. Number one is why fewer people are using the GI Bill. And so I've not read it. I will, though, because the GI Bill is a pretty good deal relative to college, relative to home loans, depending on where you are financially, and still the ability to give your student, your children, to transfer your education benefit. So interesting. Number two, Turgis Erdogan says that he will discuss buying U.S. Patriot missiles. I don't get it. Do you want to buy our stuff? Do you want to buy Russia stuff? I don't get it. Turkey trying to do this Watusi, right? Go get in Russia's orbit. See how that works for you. Number three, Trump's plan to pay for border wall with Air Force funds risks national security, according to a report. And there's been a series of those reports as he's clipped, what, $5 billion out of defense construction. Number four, attack on Saudi oil sites raises risk amid U.S.-Iran tensions. Yeah, that will do nothing to settle those things down. And then number five, Northrop denies Boeing request to join ICBM replacement team. Interesting. Overseas operations, there's a section devoted to that. There's a couple interesting headlines. Top U.S. general from NATO expects violence to rise prior to the Afghan election. There's a shocker. And then, I'll tell you what, kind of interesting. This is an Associated Press headline. So this is, no kidding, well, I don't know that. Let me make sure this is by going to it. But the headline says, White House confirms Bin Laden's son schwacked. Schwacked? Yeah. Well, that's the Military Times headline. I don't know that's the Associated Press story headline, which would make sense, because it's a little bit unprofessional, to be honest with you. But unprofessional, the news media. And then there was one other story. And the other story is this. Two Afghan Taliban shadow governors killed in airstrikes. That's the story that I've wanted to see for a couple weeks now. And that is that the Taliban are going to pay a price. You want to continue the war? You want to come to Kabul? You want to destabilize the government? Well, here we go. So you can have it. The other interesting story over the weekend was the Afghan Taliban sent a team to Russia after the U.S. talks collapsed. Invite the Russians back. See how fast they want to get there. All right. We'll take a quick break. Mike Regner on the other side. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the one and only. Let me say that again. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network.